Today I'm joined in the studio again by Karen Sprake, who is the writer of the blog Karen Cares, which provides advice and information for anyone caring for the elderly. Hi Karen.
Morning Julie. Today we're going to talk about the subject of good hydration for the elderly, something that I think is very, very important. Even though this summer's not as hot as last year, it's really important for the elderly to stay well hydrated.
The elderly are less keen to drink large quantities of water, but tend to like their tea and coffee. Can that help?
It does help, but tea and coffee and alcohol are what's known as diuretics, which actually tend to make you go to the loo more often.
Okay, I know some elderly people drink less than they need, as they are worried about needing the loo more often, and incontinence too.
That's right. A lot of people who do suffer from urinary incontinence tend to drink less. They think that by taking less fluids on board, obviously they'll have less problems when they're out and about, especially. But the body actually works the opposite way. The less fluid that's taken in, the more fluid goes out.
Right. So really, we need to be encouraging our elderly to drink more water, don't we?
We do. Again, we've talked about sports tops bottles before.
Yep.
They're handy to have. Try and encourage an elderly person to keep one with them all the time when they go out into town. Try and have one in the bag, or just carry one round.
Yeah.
And have little sips every so often. Also, some older people don't like the taste of just water, so a slice of lemon, a little bit of fruit juice or a bit of squash can make it more palatable. Other ideas to increase fluid intake: adding ice to cold drinks, juicy fruit like melon, grapes, cucumber, and thin soups and things like Bovril.
Yeah.
Sort of, instead of maybe a cup of tea that's going to be a diuretic, a cup of Bovril that adds a bit of bread and butter makes a light summery lunch. People aren't going to want to have quite so much hot stuff if it is hot. Also jellies. Jellies are good. Water-based, sorbets and ice lollies as well. If it's a nice hot day, instead of having a yogurt or a trifle for pudding, try and encourage them to take an ice lolly out of the freezer.
Okay, that's very helpful. How would we tell if someone elderly was dehydrated, and what are the problems dehydration cause?
I did this to one of my clients the other day because I was worried that he hadn't been drinking enough.
Yeah.
And I went up to him and I just gently pinched the skin on the back of his hand, and that's all you need to do is between your forefinger and your thumb, gently pinch the skin on the back of your hand or somebody's hand and then let go. If your skin pings back instantly, you're well hydrated. If it stays in a bit of a... Are you dehydrated, Julia? You're quite slow, actually.
Yeah.
He said to me, he said, I thought the nurse was pinching me the other day up at the hospital. But that's the best way to test for dehydration is a gentle hand pinch.
That's worth knowing. I'll make a note of that.
I do regularly check my clients, and I also ask them, you know, when was the last time you had a drink and what have you had to drink today? It's just an easy question to slip into a conversation.
Yeah.
They don't feel like you're monitoring them.
What are some of the problems caused by being dehydrated?
If somebody's very dehydrated, they can actually be really quite unwell. They can have urine infections and confusion. I've heard of cases where people have actually been admitted to hospital suffering from dehydration. It's actually been confused with dementia.
Yeah.
Also, less dehydrated people may suffer from fatigue, headaches, dizziness, constipation, dry mouth, lips and eyes. Severe dehydration can cause damage to the liver, which is obviously really serious. It can cause damage to the joints and the muscles. And long-term, known as chronic dehydration, can lead to kidney problems and raised cholesterol.
Okay, that's really worrying, isn't it?
Yes, it is a worry, Julie.
There have also been some horror stories in the press recently about people actually dying of dehydration in hospital too.
There have, Julie, and it's totally unacceptable. If you've got a loved one or relative in hospital, just make sure that their water jug is within reach. I remember when my mother-in-law was in hospital, she had two broken collarbones. Water was left out of reach. There's absolutely no way she could deal with it anyway. So just need to make sure that when you're there, you help them have a drink and make sure they can reach it if they're able to.
Yeah. And how much should we actually be drinking a day?
The NHS Choices website says that we should be drinking 1.5 litres of fluids a day, preferably water. That is quite difficult for some elderly people. What I found is that once you start encouraging them to have water, it almost becomes a bit of a habit and they want to drink more.
It's important for us all to be mindful about this. I know I'm not great at drinking water. Thanks for your information, Karen.
You're welcome, Julie. I'd also like to add that I've got free room thermometer cards that I distribute on behalf of Age UK.
Okay.
Some elderly people still keep their heating on in the summer and their properties can get really, really hot, which can lead to dehydration as well. And these cards just show whether the room's at an unacceptably warm temperature and suggest maybe opening the windows or just
especially if we've got this heat wave coming.
Yeah. So if anybody would like one of the room thermometers, if they contact Julie at Bay FM and I'll send one out.
Okay. Lovely. People can call 01395 542 547 and press extension 2 and they'll come through to me. Thanks a lot, Karen.
Lovely, Julie. Thank you.